Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Talk about the New START Treaty. The real superpowers of nuclear are the commie Ruskies, us, and the Chaikoms. Pakistan, unfortunately, has nuclear weapons. India has nuclear weapons. But neither one, both of them are basket cases to a great extent. They're not going to use them affirmatively by the end of the countries. We side with India right now against China. Very complicated over there. India and China hate each other. India and Pakistan hate each other. Pakistan tries to allies with China. Neither one of them likes each other. We have got to manage that relationship. So we need China into this thing. But they only have 275 nuclear weapons. And they're going, well, you guys should reduce to 275. Well, no, that's not the issue. We've got to protect the entire world from attack, and we have to have supremacy at all times. The New START Treaty really gives us that. And why does it give us that? Each of us now, Ruskies and us, have 1,500 deployed nuclear weapons. Two things. One is we have a much stronger economy, and now that Trump's gone, we have a liberal democracy and a constitution that's adhered to, that everybody looks up to. But more importantly, our Navy has nuclear submarines that no other country can come close to matching. What do I mean by that? In submarine technology, nobody comes close to us. We deploy gold and blue crews. Every 90 days they go out, they go somewhere real deep and they just sit there. And if they get the order, they launch. And none of the others know how to do it. Yes, they steal the IT. Of course they steal the IT. They've depended on theft their entire cultures. But when you have commie systems like in China, even though Russia claims they're not commie anymore, they really are. You know that Putin was KGB. What you have is you have inefficiencies, theft, and sloppiness. And they're liable to give contracts to the brother-in-law of the head guy. And they cut on quality. And there's demoralized crews. We have it down very precisely. At Annapolis, the people who graduate at the top of their class are called into a meeting. And they're asked to go into nuclear submarines. We need the best of the best. And many of them do. Many of them do. Yeah. And former Representative Deininger of Monroe, he's a Republican, but a very good guy. Annapolis, top of his class, went in nuclear submarines. These are the kinds of people we have, good people. And they sit there. So nobody wants to mess with us. We want to keep it that way. We want to keep it that way and reduce their nuclear missiles as much as possible. So the New START Treaty, 5 more years, kudos to Joe Biden. Trump, you know, Trump was subservient to Putin on everything. He got us out of the flyover treatment, which was to our benefit. That was the one where we permitted one another to fly over our respective countries, believe it or not, at 35, 40,000 feet. Take pictures just to show we weren't amassing troops, and that we weren't deploying nuclear weapons that nobody knew about. Well, they can fly over the United States at 35, 40,000 feet. Who cares? I mean, you're not going to see an army of a million guys massing in Indiana. You know what I mean? But flying over the commie Ruskies is a different story, because they do amass troops before they're thinking of attacking Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Estonia. That was very valuable. Trump trying to look tough on Putin pulls us out of that. All it did was impair our intelligence capability. And he was not prepared to extend the New START Treaty. Biden did. So Biden, a little sanity back in there, frankly, a lot of sanity back in there. And it's about time. It is about time. Now, I want to talk right now. You remember a guy named Kyle Rittenhouse. He's the guy down in Kenosha who shot a couple of people during the Black Lives Matter protest after George Floyd was strangled and killed him, flat out killed him. He's a punk. He was, what, 17, 18, something, roaming around with a semi-automatic, and he just guns him down. He guns him down. Charged with homicide, let out on bond, $2 million bond. How did he come up with it? This is a guy that didn't have two nickels to rub together, and neither did his mother. Because the right wing adopted him. Trump adopted him and praised him. Trump said that he was a patriot. He did the right thing to shoot these people. So money came in, and more than 2 million, they paid his cash bail. You try coming up with 2 million bones in cash. That's a lot of money. But so he's let out. But there is a bond. You're let out because you put up the money, but you are subject to restrictions. You can't travel certain places. He was permitted to travel to Illinois because that's where he lived. You have got to inform the district attorney of any change in address. You have to do it so that you don't just disappear. Think things are going bad and you might lose the case, you disappear. Rittenhouse, they sent Rittenhouse a notice of a hearing. Came back, address unknown. Came back, there's nobody there. The guy moved and didn't tell him. So now the prosecutor down in Kenosha is going in to revoke Rittenhouse's release and get him back in jail, because you never know about this guy. Yeah, Luke, what do you got to say about Rittenhouse?
I was reading something this morning, real briefly, as I'm kind of perusing through the headlines. It actually sounds worse than that, because it sounds like Rittenhouse's defense attorney intentionally put the wrong address down on the paperwork when they filed it. So it was intentional not to put the correct address, because they were concerned that the location of Rittenhouse's safe house would be disclosed then. And so rather than saying that he was at a safe house and making the court order it to be sealed or something like that for the location, they just intentionally put the wrong address down.
Yeah, that's excellent updated news. And the way you handle that, if you go, well, if I give the address, somebody may come and kill him. So here's what I do. You file under seal. You can send it to the court. It says under seal. Nobody can read it. The Milwaukee Journal can't read it. No TV station can read it. It happens all the time. And the judge looks at it and the DA look at it and they're okay. And then they can mail them stuff there. That's exactly right. Here, I don't really buy this thing that he was worried about his safety. I think it's a lot more is we're going to slowly kind of ease him out. And if things look like they take a bad turn, he's going to end up somewhere else. And you can't have that, guys. You just can't have that. That's what's going on. So anyway, they're doing the right thing down in Kenosha to revoke and get this guy in. And he has to give real credible proof that he had any kind of threats at all. I mean, every criminal, threats at all. How about Nancy Pelosi? They know where her house is. And the Republicans, some of them have advocated her assassination. Ocasio-Cortez, the same thing. Did you know that Hakeem Jeffries and George Stephanopoulos were both subject to death threats after the impeachment vote? Both of them, George Stephanopoulos, a journalist, and Hakeem Jeffries. And they sent him anonymous letters giving what his address was and his in-laws' addresses. This is happening. Do you realize that Democrats are being threatened with murder and the Republicans are not getting people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lorraine Bobbitt and all the rest of them out? And yet at the same time, what they're saying, well, Kyle Rittenhouse killed a few guys. Probably somebody's going to try to bump him off. So we're not even going to let you know under seal where he is. Are you kidding me? No, that's poor. I think that's very poor. And I would sanction that lawyer. If that lawyer deliberately did that and didn't file it under seal, he should be sanctioned. I'm not saying he should be disbarred. It's not like Sidney Powell. It's not like these others that went before many, many different courts and lied around the country. But you cannot do that. And that's the kind of malarkey that's going on down in Kenosha with Rittenhouse. There's really a young guy who got ginned up by Trump. He got ginned up by Trump. And then Trump went down there to praise what had happened against Black Lives Matter. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.